the book Hebrews for 327. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What is Your God's Name? Which is also the handbook for the study that we are currently busy with, What is Your God's Name? One of the most important questions one will have to answer in his or her life. Everything is there. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously, as you can see on the top. If this is the first time that you as a new viewer are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Hallelujah! Please send this link to your friends and family and everyone that is dear to you. Make sure that you do have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah! What a privilege to have the opportunity again and again and again and this morning to gather around the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, Yahweh our Elohim, revealing His word to the bride of Yahushua. Isn't that wonderful? How privileged are we for us to understand what we read and what the scripture is actually saying to us. For ages we sat in the church and we read scriptures and we preach about it, and we never realized the insight and the depth of the revelation word in it. It was just flowing over it like it's written, with its theological theology and dogma of the church, which was added to give us some body. But today it's not the chapter, it's not the verse, it's not even the sentence, it's not the word, it's every letter. There's value in every letter, and that we're going to find this morning as well. Hebrews 12:25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Now look at that he in the 1611 King James Bible. It's refuse not him, the H of him. It's a small H. It's him. It should be a capital H. It's Yahweh Almighty. And this is what caused people not to understand the Bible. While it's being written in a layman's language, but not having capital letters where it's supposed to be, it creates confusion and opens the gates for people, preachers and teachers and reverends and priests, to interpret the word as they would like to have it. We know today in 2026, when you speak to an advocate, you will address him as your honor in a capital letter. But they are speaking about the creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh our Elohim. And they addressed him in a small H, capital him, a small word him. Only time when you use a small letter when referring to somebody, do you know who it is? Satan. When you write the name Satan, you do not use a capital S. Never. Although it's been addressed in the way in all the Bibles with a capital S, all the Bibles, it's because they are giving glory to Satan. There's the only reason why his name is with capital. Otherwise, if it was the way of writing, then surely the name referring to Yahweh, our Elohim, should have been in a capital H. See that you refer not him, capital H, Yahweh, our Elohim, that speaketh. They escape not who refuse him, that he must be a capital H, Yahweh Almighty, that spoke on earth. Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him, capital H, him. That's Yahushua, the Son, that speaketh from heaven. Who brought eternal life unto first the nation of Israel for 2 years? And then the third year of his ministry, Father Yahweh turned his ministry to the Gentiles. Who brought everlasting life to the Gentiles? One year before he was crucified, he spoke to the Samaritan woman, and from there up till today in 2026, Father Yahweh has not stopped to speak through Yahushua to us who were Gentiles. We were Gentiles, were in brackets, because we are not Gentiles anymore. Why? Because we repent. And we were immersed or buried in a water grave. Romans 6 verse 1 to verse 12. We grew equal unto Yahushua through the bath of resurrection, the burial and the resurrection, through immersing in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sins. We are not who we used to be. We are today. We are kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. And this is the things that the church never taught us. The church used to keep us under the bondage of church dogma and theology and laws that was made and changed every year. To be obedient unto the church. Who? Because she is the Babylonian whoremother. Go read Revelation 17 verse 1 to 6. The Babylonian whoremother sitting on the waters. At the waters, Revelation 17 verse 15. People, creeds and tongues of all nations. She rules them. Today she is the mother of all churches. And that's why I've left the church 28 years ago. I don't belong to no church or denomination or organization. We are only an end time Bible study group. So we need to understand. Much more shall we escape if we turn away from him. Him, Yahushua, capital H, who speaketh from heaven through the Ruach HaKodesh in our soul's dimension. We are so honored and blessed that we know today that we don't need a brick building, a synagogue, or a tabernacle, a church. We don't need buildings. While the word says we are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, we don't need to take people to churches to come to repentance. And this is why this ministry is growing the way it's growing. Over boundaries, into other countries, especially in our native language, in Afrikaans, it's just running over the world. Why? Because there's Afrikaans speaking just about in every country in the world. And these people understand the revelation. how the church dominate us from 34 AY up till today in 2026. And she is going to do, the Babylon Whore Mother is going to continue unto the time that the false prophet, which is Islam, will take out. That's why it's important to go and start with my study called the Revelation of the Book Revelation. Go on internet, open it, start with part one and walk with through it. We're going to walk right through the Book of Revelation and Daniel. In Revelation we will deal with every word. We have the opportunity and we have the honor of Yahweh our Elohim to deal with us from heaven, where I'm right now, where you are right now, through the Ruach HaKodesh. Yahushua says, we are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He's the head. Hallelujah. I don't want any other head. I don't want to function under any other head than Yahushua, who is the first and the last. He that will be forever and ever. Who is forever and ever. Not will be, but he is. So, what does Apostle Paul says here? We started on Monday when he was speaking about a high priest. The earthly high priest. And today we have a heavenly high priest in the blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood of Yahushua, that also cleanses us from sins and unrighteousness. He speaks to one and every one of us today. And that's why we are called Yahvist with a V. Because we hear the moment that the Ruach was speaking to us, we opened our minds to the revelation word of Yahushua. And that's why the study, what is your God's name, is so very, very, very important. To come to the knowledge, the revelation knowledge, with all the references, to understand how it came about that Yahweh our Elohim, the creator of heaven, has planned a planned everlasting life for us living in this modern age today. Apostle Paul said that we will live although we have died. Death cannot hold us. Death has lost its grip on every Yahvist life, on everyone that says they are part of the bride of Yahushua, who has come to repentance and been immersed in the name of Yahushua. Death has lost its grip. It has no dominion over us anymore. Why? Because we don't fear death. You know, the moment that you fear something, that fear becomes your boss. He becomes your king. Why? Because he has dominion over you. And he will control you with fear. And this is how Satan operated for many, many centuries. Until Yahushua came and he took away the fear of death through his redemption blood called Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We don't fear to die. Why? Because our names has been reinstated in the book of everlasting life. And we know if we have to die right now, we're just going to walk through the curtain, which is the curtain of life. The curtain will open and we will walk into eternal life. To others, it's the curtain of death, fearing what's behind the curtain. We don't fear, because we know what's behind the curtain. How do we know? Because Yahushua has drawn this curtain for us to understand and live in the revelation truth, knowing that the scripture says, you will live although you have died. How wonderful it is. Let's in this day be a blessing unto the kingdom of Yahushua in sowing a seed somewhere into somebody's life. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.